Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to GVN's Talking Comics interview. On today's show, we welcome writer Samuel Hain and artist John Schrod. We last talked to Sam about his book, Slow City Blues, with artist Sean Mull. Now, Sam is teaming with John on a new book, A Kaiju Christmas, which is based on the classic Christmas tale, The Night Before Christmas. Now, here's your host, Martin Sexton.
Once again to another edition of GVN's Talking Comics interview. I am your host, Martin, and today we get a visit with returning writer Samuel Hain and his friend and talented illustrator, John Schrod. Last time we sat down with Sam, we were discussing his first comic, Slow City Blues, with artist Sean Mull. But after getting his feet wet with his first book, Sam has moved into the fast lane with a number of new upcoming titles. The first being a children's book, A Kaiju Christmas, illustrated by John and based on The Night Before Christmas. That is, if The Night Before Christmas involved a giant monster snowman. But what else can you expect from the creator who introduced the world to a 6'6" skunk named Moof in Soul City Blues? So let's welcome Samuel Hain and John Schrod to GVN's Talking Comics interview. Thanks for giving us some of your time, guys. How are we doing?
Doing well, and thank you again for hanging out with me, man, or let me hang out with you.
That's actually more like it. You're hanging out with me more, but that's okay. Okay. So let me go ahead and since I'm revisiting with you, Sam, let me go ahead and start out with you. Okay, mm-hmm. Like I said, the last time we talked, you were doing the Zoom campaign for Slow City Blues, of course now you've gotten that all taken care of and everything. So how was your experience with Zoop, and what do you think felt like you learned from the process as you have finished that up?
I mean, the experience with Zoop was definitely a learning one. I can be hard-headed, and I feel like I hit every branch on the way down. So it was good to, we were also like still in the time of a pandemic, still in the time of like price gouging for paper, still in the time of, labor shortages and shortages at still labor shortages at the docks. So things, it's one of those things of like, Murphy's Law? It's like, if it can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. So a lot went wrong, but it definitely, I think, reaffirmed my hard-headedness and the perseverance. But it's almost as if now that that's been complete and it really hammered home make sure you take care of the people that your fans, your readers, your friends, your family, because those are the people that matter most, because without them, you don't have anything. So with that, it just, I you know, you've learned so many lessons. It made sure that like community outreach and making sure that, you know, everyone is staying in the loop, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, you know, communication is key. But you know, overall it was a, you know, it was an experience, but I'm super proud of the book. The art, you know, the art is amazing, between Sean and John and Dave and Thomas doing the production and all the covers we have. You know, it was an experience, and I'm so, honestly, I all of the fluff and all of the, you know, preening aside, I'm just really grateful to have, you know, been through all of it and learned all those lessons, and then to take it out into this next one with John and I.
Excellent. Okay, so John, since this is the first time I have had an opportunity to talk to you, can you tell me a little bit about kind of like how you got started, what brought your interest in art, and who were the artists that kind of inspired you to get involved in that kind of field?
Great questions. I have been illustrating all my life. It started with my cousin and I, who's like my older brother, watching old VHS tapes of Stan Lee, how to draw comics. So Spider-Man, all the, you know, Captain America was hugely influential, all of the Jack Kirby stuff that from the golden age and silver age of comics was always interesting to me. And then of course, come in the 90s, you get Miyazaki and all these great Japanese animators and filmmakers were heavily influential on me. And I haven't, you know, went to school for fine art and got to experience, you know, all the great old expressionists. Expressionism is a huge draw for me, which lends well to this kind of painterly art style that we're trying to incorporate into this project. So, you know, those are the inspirations. And how I got started in this was, you know, I think Sam and I had worked on a fun little side project during the pandemic, like right at the beginning of it, just to do something. And then we've been working on a lot over the last year and hanging out. And I was like, the art idea popped into his head, and he was like, "Hey, you can draw, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I sent it on over. I sent him over a couple concept sketches for our kaiju and for our, you know, robot, and it was that, off to the races.
Okay, so was that, okay, so since I got you both together, the story behind how you two met and kind of, I thought was kind of interesting, but yeah, if you don't mind, and I don't care who tells it, or tell it together, how did you guys meet?
I was a bartender in Los Angeles, and you know, at like a video game bar, like a nerd bar. I say that with pride, by the way. And John was a regular, and he works in production, like he works in the entertainment industry. And one day, he and his friend Mark, who is also now one of my good friends as well, came in, and we're just, you know, like shooting the breeze. And he slaps down like $100 tip, and you know, and he's like, "Here." And so at that point, it was like, "Oh, from now on, like, you know, like, we're friends. Did we just become friends?"
Yeah. And it wasn't $100 tip worth of drinks. It was just like we were feeling flush, and we were like, "Oh, okay, here you go." I'm like, "You know what, Sam? You're good. We like talking with you." And we walked in. It was comic books. It was Dungeons and Dragons. It was, you know, everything under the moon that's nerddom, and that's how we clicked. And I was like, "You know what, you're a good dude." And then
They didn't drink $500 worth of drinks between the two of them and then tip 20%. I think they drank like 75 or maybe like 90 between the two of them and then tipped 100. So it wasn't, you know, they weren't blacked out and I didn't steal their money.
Well, say if they drank that much, they probably wouldn't have been walking out of the place. Okay, so like I said, once you finished Sam, once you finished Slow City Blues, did you have a firm direction? What direction you wanted to go on your next book? And how did you decide on doing one that was Christmas themed?
I didn't, you know, I think it's just like, we tried to hit that like $1 million home run. And it just felt like it was a lot of like chasing validation and chasing clout. And I just didn't want to do that anymore. We actually, my wife and I moved from Los Angeles to Colorado. And I think that actually like cleared out my head a bit, because there's, you know, there's that stigma of like, there's always like, I gotta make it, I gotta be famous, I gotta, you know, like success. And so for me, it was just, I want to create cool things with my friends. And so once I kind of, you know, took that kind of like imposed weight off of my shoulders, the floodgates open. And like you said, I think I have seven new books coming out over the next 12 months. And I think we'll also probably do like hopefully we'll do a re-release, like a collector's edition of Slow City Blues on Kickstarter as well. But it was like, the floodgates opened, and then this fell out, and I got brought on to do, specifically for this, I got brought on to do another book, like another kaiju based book. And this came to my idea, and I went, they're never gonna let me do this. Like, I'm never gonna get away with this. They're gonna like put the kibosh on it. And so then I reached out to John, and I went like, hey, we've been looking to do something together, because he and I, he's been kind enough to like where he works, he had a position available. And so then I've been working there. So we spent even more time than we used to together. And I went like, hey, we've been trying to find something together. And he goes, yeah. And I went, what about this? And he goes, yeah. And I go, here's the timeline. And then, you know, that's a whole other bag of cats. But, you know, he read it, and I clearly connected with it. And so I'm just, you know, thankful that I've been able to, you know, create cool stuff with my friends.
Excellent. Okay, so John Joe, now he's talking about, you know, the production involved in this. So you're supposed to have this done by when?
So we launched Kickstarter on the 6th, so 4 days.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I got the script in July, so and it's a 40 pager, so I'm used to working fast. It's that fun like triangle of, you know, fast, good, and cheap, and you know, we're doing it for cheap, so we got that one taken out, so we're doing it fast and good. You know, it's a joy to just be able to dive into doing artwork. And I wake up and I sit down and I'll make my coffee and then start illustrating, take a break, go for a walk, come back, illustrate. And this is coming from a person who's been going like 16-hour days on productions and, you know, in the film industry, television industry. So I'm used to long hours. I'm not used to being in my home and being able to sit down and just create, because I do a lot of logistics. So it's been a huge boon to me to just sit and be able to draw and be able to put creativity out, and hopefully, you know, and we hope to have it be something that people enjoy and look at and read. And that's always been the most satisfying thing to me, is to have people see the artwork. So in terms of production, it's long days, but not soul crushing, because at the end of the day, I love what I do. So,
right. Okay, so are you working traditionally or digitally?
Digital.
Digital. Oh, okay. I say, because it's becoming more, I mean, it used to be, of course, back when I was in reading comics, it was all traditional, you know, pencil, ink, the whole thing. I'm kind of into the digital thing now, and more people seem to be into it. So they're still your traditional artists. Okay.
Traditional art. And if I have more time, I will do that. But
it's especially for this, where it's, you know, and we've spoken together about Soul Sea Blues, where it's like, I'll go and be like, that's not it, we got to change stuff. But so if he was painting it, that would be so much more labor intensive, as opposed to drag and drop. I don't know how, clearly I don't know how drawing works. We drag and drop and throw it away, or shift something, or if I go, oh, flip these two characters, I feel like it's probably easier for him on digital, as opposed to it's like, oh, I guess I just got to repaint these two characters because you felt some sort of way, or you didn't communicate properly about how the panel should break down or the pages should look. So I think, if we were doing it traditionally, there's no way he could, I would say, oh, let's tackle this next Christmas, as opposed to like, let's do it now.
Right. Well, I imagine also if it was traditional and you came to him telling him he had to redo something, your friendship would start to disintegrate really quick. So let's talk about a Kaiju Christmas. Can you tell our followers a little bit about what the book's about?
It is based on The Night Before Christmas. So it has like the same cadence, right? But it's about a giant mutant snowman, Frosty, who comes through an interdimensional portal to kind of like ruin the day, ruin the holidays, destroy what's left of humanity. And it become, you know, it falls on this group of nine children, you know, to take up the reindeer Zords and fight and save the day and save the holidays, you know. So it's the cadence, you know, as opposed to like The Night Before Christmas when outside the house, it's the night before, the fright before Christmas when outside the base, a rumble, a bumble, and a rip in time space.
Okay. My nephew would probably love that book. I have to be totally honest, I didn't know what Kaiju was. I had to look it up. Of course, basically the Japanese mix of film and television of giant monsters. Were either of you fans of that type of show?
Oh yeah, absolutely. From being a kid watching black and white Godzilla movie, the original, the cheesy, you know, Toa era stuff, and then like getting into anime and Neon Genesis Evangelion and all of that stuff, those were huge influences on me as well. So yeah, when he was like, Kaiju, big monster, big robots, and I was like, yeah, well, Voltron, I'll draw Voltron as Santa Claus.
Okay, so you mentioned you're getting ready to start your Kickstarter campaign on the 6th. If fans go there to look over your campaign, what will they find?
We will give you, you know what, actually, Mark, we'll give you the link to the actual campaign, so not just the landing page. Uh-huh. I'll make sure that you get that. So they can, if they go and look, they can look at everything. They can look at the sizzle trailer that we have up. That John gave us all the images for, and I spent all this time cutting it to Christmas music, so it's like very like rock and roll but Christmas. They can see all the rewards that we're offering, all the add-ons, the art for the book, some of the breakdown, the story, like the inception of the story. So we'll make sure that they can take a look at everything, because I think that, you know, the the book sells itself, and we don't want to just give them, you know, an image and like, we'll just come back. It's like, no, check it all out. Let's get excited. You know, please get excited, you know, because I think that this is an exciting thing. And, you know, Christmas comes every year, and we hope that they dig this and, you know, buy one for themselves and buy one as presents. And then, you know, you can make this a Christmas tradition. You know, you tack it right on to the 24 hours of A Christmas Story on TBS.
Yes, the 24 hours. We never miss it. Okay. So, hey, is there going to be like a signed edition? Because I'm all about the signed book.
We're doing the PDF, the standard. So it's like tactile is always better, especially with those kind of books. We're doing a signed edition. And then we're also including BYOO, which is Build Your Own Ornaments. So the Mutant Frosty and the Santa, and then you can cut them out and then glue it and then like make your own ornaments for them.
All right. Projects. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So have you guys got any other books you plan on working together on that you can talk about?
Yeah. I mean, if John's up for it, and I'll give him more time, I'll give him more lead time next time. If this book is successful, I actually have a trilogy in mind. I've kind of plotted out a trilogy, and I pretty solidly know what I want to do with the next one. I think I pitched it to John. Did I pitch it to you, John?
Roughly, yeah.
Kinda, sorta. Well, if he doesn't crack under this, and we don't, you know, and then our friendship doesn't fracture from this deadline, then, you know, we'll have two more to work on, and just kind of like let, you know, you get this one and you see what happens the next time, and we'll keep following these kids and this world, you know, and what happens from there.
Okay, so if you're talking about doing a trilogy, will they all be Christmas based, or will they move into different time?
I think we'll keep it Christmas based. You know, I think we want to have that, you know, because there's so few good Christmas. See, I don't think there's any Christmas sequels. I mean, technically, A Christmas Vacation is a sequel set during Christmas, but there's no like Christmas based trilogy of media that I can think of.
Santa Claus, but other than that.
The Santa Claus.
But I've already asked Sam what's next as far as, you know, moving forward, making something else. So you do bring up an interesting point. We could do other holidays as well.
Okay. Could do other holidays.
Well, there. So if that works out, then I'll be getting back with you. My lawyer will get a hold of your lawyer. We'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, actually, that's all I got for you at this moment. But before I let you both of you go, I want to give you each a chance to, of course, we've kind of been kind of doing it already, but discuss any other projects or anything you got going on that you might want to promote at this time. And where can folks follow you besides going to the Kickstarter on social media?
You can get me on at Instagram at Schrodenfreude. It's my last name plus Eude. I can spell my own handle. That's where I live most of the time. I don't do a whole lot of Twitter or Facebook these days, but I'm easy to find on.
And I am at the Sam Hain on Instagram. That is also the only social I have, which is an odd one for a writer, like a picture based social media for a writer. You'd think I'd be on Twitter. I'm not, just Instagram. And then the next couple of books, I'm sure we'll be talking very soon, Martin.
Yep.
But I can't quite talk about them yet, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse. So it's like my whole focus is just on A Kaiju Christmas right now.
Excellent. Well, I say what the plus side is that gives me future work. So I'm all about that. Okay. So, I appreciate it, Sam and John, and we'll be following A Kaiju Christmas quite closely, and hopefully get a chance to talk to you down the line real soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to GVN's Talking Comics. Please come back again. Talking Comics is a production of Geek Vibes Nation.
Hey
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.